Hey, it is the Ralphie Show, and literally, what was it, just a week or two ago, I had all of their fans tweeting me about Jingle Bell Rock, this amazing cover they did for Verizon. We played it here on the Ralphie Show, and voila, Ryan and Nash from Hot Shell Ray showing up in studio. Gentlemen.
Man, hello, hello.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, man.
All right, so I'm trying to think. Ryan, it's been a while since I've seen you. I almost forgot what you look like.
That's right.
And Nash, I saw you in August. VMAs. Was it August?
VMAs and then Skype, you know.
I have a bone to pick with you, Nash. So if you remember, last time I spoke with Nash, I asked him about new music from Hot Shell Ray, so on and so forth. Here's what Nash told me on the red carpet of the VMAs.
We've got a brand new single coming out, everybody, probably late October, we hope. And we're super stoked.
Long October is the problem.
All year long. We've written a ton of songs, and we're working on a new album.
Well, Nash, October came and went.
You just got punked, son.
And here's the deal, though.
And Ryan's like laughing and shaking his head, like, of course Nash said that. Like,
oh, man.
Here's what's up, though. We do have a new single that we've probably had since October. We have like 10 singles we've had since October. Nobody's heard them is the difference.
Okay.
So I didn't say that I was going to let you hear it. I just said that we had it.
He didn't tell you it was Jingle Bell Rock.
Exactly. See?
And even still, it still didn't come out in October.
By next October.
We're having some meetings and going to the label and making some rounds and actually really narrowing down what it is that we're going to be putting out in the early part of next year.
So we actually just worked on a new song yesterday, which is even complicating things further.
Right.
But we're in New York and we're hanging out. We're like, oh, we've got a few hours. Let's go jump in the studio, write a song.
And I'm glad to hear that there's new music on the way because I'm sure your fans are certainly bugging you on Twitter a lot for it.
They want it and we want to give it to them.
Absolutely. Ryan and Nat, that's what she said. Ryan and Nat from Hot Shell right here on the Ralphie Show. Listen, remember, guys, the first time we all met was in Scranton, all right? So I'm allowed to still adopt those stuff.
Unforgettable.
Actually, and you can cut this. I think you are the very first person to... We heard I Like to Dance in Wilkes-Barre back in the day.
On my show?
On your show.
Wow.
And that was the first time our song has ever been played on the radio.
Wow.
It might have been the first time and last time. I don't know about that.
It's been cool. This is like... You know, I gotta say something else. Seriously, though, Ryan, of course, you guys were nice enough, too. Before one of the dates with Demi Lovato, you guys recorded all that stuff and hosted my show.
Heck yeah,
the one day, which was awesome. Ryan, I had no idea your last name was pronounced Falaze until that. I would have called you Felice, probably everybody else
like
does.
The iPhone does.
Jamie and Ian aren't here, but they're both doing well.
Yeah, they're both doing really well.
They've got hammocks, awesome. They're lounging, you know, taking some time
off. Right, yeah. The big boys are doing all the hard work
Ian's
in the big
got
city.
His fingers and on ice. Jamie's taking, you know,
think they found
mud
some
baths and things of that nature.
Palm leaves right now.
Throw them right under the bus. All right, so we mentioned earlier in the interview, Jingle Bell Rock, this cover that Hot Shell Ray did with Verizon, really, I should say. Awesome job, guys.
Oh, thank you very much,
man. And it's funny. I literally had no idea about it. Your fans started tweeting me about it because I think they've kind of put two and two together. I was like, somebody sent me an MP3. And your fans are so amazing. Literally, one of your fans emailed my publicist the MP3.
Oh, nice.
And then like 2 days later, I found out the label did actually send it to us anyways, but I hadn't known that before.
Spam folder.
So yeah. No, they mailed us a CD, old school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we played it. Now, did you guys, how did this all come about, basically?
As far as like Christmas songs go, we're super picky, and that's one of the only songs that we really felt like worked as a band. It's something that we could do, and Nash could really play guitar on, and it kind of came together. Verizon approached us, and as long as we kind of got to, you know, do a song that was, we felt fit us and fit their campaign, we kind of got together, and the recording process of it was actually really fun.
I almost thought for a second, because, and Ryan, you'll attest to this, but a shameless tweeter Nash is when it comes to these brands, that maybe this whole Verizon partnership came through that.
It did not.
No.
Okay, well, good.
It came from my silence.
So, real quick, just to recap, new single, hopefully you'll decide by the end of today.
Oh, we're hoping.
And then when do you think we'll hear it?
We're shooting for the end of January. You'll probably hear it long before then.
But I hope so.
Your listeners are probably going to hate you for this, but we might be able to play you some of the stuff we've been working on over the last year in a few minutes. Who knows?
Oh, okay. Off the record, as soon as we get done with this interview, they might just annihilate
you over Twitter because
that's
you get to hear
great.
And they don't.
You know what, though? But I feel like I have a pretty good rapport with them.
Somebody should respect you. We don't. So somebody's got to.
No, I think that we've been following you pretty much like since the beginning. So yeah. we've had some diehard fans out there that have been following us when we had like... Someone tweeted at me the other day and said, remember this tweet? And I tweeted... I can't believe I have 1,400 followers.
And I'm at the Woodlands.
And I was like, yeah, hanging hanging with Ralphie. And like, right. So that's how far we go back. And I was like, so you probably got some diehard fans just on your own.
It's been amazing to see where it's all coming these past couple years. But looking forward to hearing the new music for sure. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by again.
Always.
And have a great holiday.
We will do it. You too.